Good evening, and welcome to the Nobadonna podcast for, what day is it? Let me see. Friday the 20th of May. Amazing. Main news story of the week. Dublin is recovering from not having hated Her Majesty the Queen. There she goes now, flying past. Bless her. Very good. The kindly old lady who captured our hearts, as she was described by a colleague of mine today, has flown home, returning to the United Kingdom to get on with being Queen. The four-day trip undertaken by Her Majesty the Queen and His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, to those of us who enjoy his internationalist japes, took in pretty much everything that anybody in Ireland thought that they would never live to see. There was a wreath laid at the Garden of Remembrance, which is a memorial to those who fought to extricate Ireland from British rule. Another wreath was laid alongside the wreath of the President of the Republic of Ireland at the War Memorial, which commemorates those Irish soldiers who fought in the First and Second World Wars, and other conflicts that soldiers from the Republic of Ireland have fought in. And in addition, a speech. And a bloody good speech it was too. Her Majesty spoke of the need to understand the past and the relationships between the United Kingdom and Ireland, but not to be bound by our past. Meanwhile, outside, there were some members of Airgi perfectly proud to be bound by the past, and arrested, and very soon bound over to keep the peace. There were some protests, and there were some scuffles, but these were few and far between. By far, the biggest crowds were brought together to give rounds of applause to Her Majesty the Queen and the Duke and the President of Ireland, and just to see her and catch some photos. There were a lot of people out and about to see the photos, but not nearly enough, as security was extremely tight. Lots of people thought they wouldn't get near enough, and so didn't bother. Bit of a pity. It's very clear that this trip will be remembered for a long time to come as a great success. Ha! But will it? Barack Obama, the President of the United States, is due to visit just a few days after Her Majesty the Queen departs. And of course, he'll be landing in a bigger plane, which always draws a bigger crowd. Barack Obama will give a speech and presentation. There will be a concert, apparently, in the middle of Dublin outside Trinity College, in a place called College Green. Tickets are not necessary, and people can come as they are, unless they are coming armed. In which case, obviously, they will be made persona non grata. How's that? What a shit way to end a piece. Where's he going with that line, I hear you cry? Persona non grata. What does he mean by that? Well, Lars von Trier, the cinema mogul, director, producer, whatever the hell he does, has shocked and astounded the Cannes Film Festival by declaring in an interview at the Cannes Film Festival that he had some sympathy with Adolf Hitler. This is not the done thing, not with Kirsten Dunst sitting beside you, trying her best to look like she didn't want the ground to open up and eat her. But there you go. The Cannes Film Festival established that these were not acceptable things for somebody to say, and also established that he was persona non grata. So that's where I was going with that. Now, don't you feel silly? That was another link, and I think it was better. And the link this time, of course, is to Ken Clark, the Justice Secretary in the Coalition Government. There's no two ways about this. Ken Clark screwed up this week whenever, in a radio interview, he appeared to give the impression that he felt that there were different types of rape and that some of them were more serious than others. What he was trying to do was talk about a review underway at the moment to determine how sentencing policy is determined in England and Wales, and whether it might be reasonable in certain types of cases to consider shortening sentences if a full admission of guilt is made earlier on in the process. If this was done, the argument goes, the victims of rape wouldn't have to go through a long trial process, and the person would be essentially rewarded for having come clean a little bit earlier. This whole thing led to a furore and howls of indignation and created the unwelcome spectacle of Ed Miliband, the leader of the Labour Party and leader of Her Majesty's loyal opposition, the opportunity to claim the high moral ground on justice policy, which is, of course, is completely unacceptable. The Prime Minister had not heard the remarks, and it was all very embarrassing. Yeah, you'll find I'm probably not stupid enough to try and link from the word rape. I'm not. That's all you're getting. That's the Nobadonna podcast for the 20th of May, 2011. Join me at some point in the next 7 months whenever I remember that I can do podcasts on my website, and I'll do another one. Yeah, peace. Out. And God save the Queen.
And now the shipping forecast prepared at 2300 hours by the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency.